OFM News in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. Mixed feelings over new police commissioner, and Emmerson Mnangagwa says Zimbabwe witnessing a new democracy. The Independent Police Investigative Directorate, or IPID, and Parliament's Portfolio Committee have expressed confidence in newly appointed National Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Kela Setole, but the DA is less enthused. IPID said it is confident that the newly appointed National Police Commissioner Setole will bring stability to the police force. The DA, meanwhile, were less enthused with the appointment, saying Setole would sympathise with President Jacob Zuma. Zuma's appointment of Setole, who had been the Divisional Commissioner Head of Protection and Security Services, was announced yesterday afternoon. The presidency said the appointment was with immediate effect. It said his extensive experience in the police service would assist him to execute this critical task of making South Africans and everyone in the country safer. Incoming leader Emmerson Mnangagwa has said Zimbabwe is witnessing a new unfolding democracy in his first public remarks since his return to the country. The 75-year-old, whose sacking earlier in November triggered a military takeover, flew back to Zimbabwe yesterday, a day after longtime President Robert Mugabe stepped down. He will be sworn in as president tomorrow. Mnangagwa addressed thousands of jubilant supporters at the headquarters of the ruling ZANU-PF party in the capital, Harare, yesterday. Mnangagwa had fled to South Africa after his sacking, citing threats to his life. And motorists will have to tighten their belts ahead of the festive season as the price of fuel is in for a sharp increase. According to the mid-month fuel price data by the Central Energy Fund, petrol is expected to increase by 70%, while diesel will surge up by 63 cents. The price of fuel has already gone up by 1 rand since September and diesel by 1 rand 30. December shopping is also expected to be marred by inflation that will hit food prices as a result of the hikes. AgriSA's Rekir Wait says fuel is a major part of farming production costs.
In the 2017 financial year, fuel amounted to around 9% of farmers' expenditure. So it will be an increase in their input costs. But farmers are, again, they are price takers, so they will not be able to pass this increased fuel price on to consumers. They will have to absorb that as part of their cost. As food moves to the end consumer, there's transportation that takes place. There's a whole value chain in the middle. So throughout that process, there can be an add-on on food prices.
And a Cape Town man who was arrested for alleged drug dealing made a brief appearance in the Bellville Magistrates Court yesterday, the Hawks said. Jason Dylan Walker, 39, who was arrested on November 20, shortly after he landed at the Cape Town International Airport on a flight from Luanda in Angola. He allegedly hid 35 bullets of cocaine in his stomach. Walker was on a connecting flight from Sao Paulo in Brazil. Western Cape Hawks spokesperson Lloyd Ramova said on receiving information, Walker was identified and taken to a nearby medical facility for x-rays, where it revealed foreign objects in his abdomen, which were later identified as 35 bullets of cocaine, weighing about 500 grams in total and valued at approximately 200,000 rand. The matter was postponed to November 29 for further investigation. Your top story at this hour, the Independent Police Investigative Directorate and Parliament's Police Portfolio Committee have expressed confidence in the newly appointed National Police Commissioner, Kela Setole, but the DA is less enthused. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.